Welcome to the Agents Lounge Podcast, where we talk all things real estate with the industry's top performers. Join us as we dive into the inspiring journeys of successful agents and uncover the secrets to their success. Whether you're a seasoned agent or just starting out, we got the tips and tricks to help you navigate the world of real estate. Brought to you by Airtegrity Comfort Solutions. So grab a seat and join us in the Agents Lounge.
Welcome back to another episode of Agents Lounge Podcast. I'm your host, Marco Salinas, and today we're doing something a little bit different. We are turning the tables on our usual host of the show. Today, I am going to be interviewing the owner of Airtegrity Comfort Solutions. Today, I'm going to be interviewing the owner of Airtegrity Comfort Solutions, Mr. Francisco Bermudez Jr. And if you don't mind, Francisco, I know you're a very humble guy, but I'm going to read your bio. Okay, I'm going to read it. So, Francisco Bermudez Jr. is an experienced HVAC entrepreneur and the owner of Airtegrity Comfort Solutions, a thriving HVAC business based in San Antonio, Texas. With over 10 years of experience in the industry and really probably over 20 years since he was repairing these things in his diapers, Francisco is committed to providing his clients with high-quality HVAC services and is constantly seeking out new technologies and techniques to improve his work. Through hard work and a commitment to excellence, Francisco has built a successful business that serves both residential and commercial clients throughout the city and even some of the outskirts. Francisco, welcome to your own podcast.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome. We also have a guest with us here, Mr. Larry. Larry, I still don't know your last name, man.
Rumpelstiltskin.
Just kidding. That's exactly what came to my mind, dude.
Larry Inman.
Larry Inman. Okay. So Larry is Francisco's right-hand man right now, his consigliere at the moment, and doing a whole multitude of things for the business and helping him, but also serving as a co-host on the podcast as well.
That is correct, sir.
So he's going to be our Ed McMahon for this episode, right?
You are correct, sir.
See? I knew he had that in him as well.
I was building.
So, yeah, we want to, like, one of the things that we haven't had a chance to do was to talk with Francisco more about his business. Francisco is a whole wealth of knowledge when it comes to all of this HVAC stuff, right? He's been doing it pretty much his whole entire life. His dad pretty much threw some wrenches at him and some tools when he was probably in, what, middle school? Like eighth grade or something like that?
It started back in elementary, probably fourth or fifth grade when it was four of us. I was the oldest, and my father probably just took me to not give my mother any more trouble.
So you were tagging along with him because he was doing the same thing, right? Yeah, your dad has been an HVAC technician for his whole life too, or
he started back in 1995.
95, okay, yeah. Got you. So he started, and then shortly after that, you started tagging along?
Yeah, well, not because I wanted to, but they took me with him.
Yeah, like you said, so that your mom wouldn't lose her mind.
Yeah, so every time I saw that truck driving by, I'm like, man, I knew it wasn't going to be we weren't going home to go play and watch the Power Rangers. We're going to go out to the field.
Power Rangers.
Yeah, okay, well, so you've been doing this a long, 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 long time. And you started officially Airtegrity Comfort Solutions in what year?
We started in 2016 here in San Antonio.
Okay. Now tell us a little bit about your background, because you were not always doing this professionally. You had a different career, right?
Yeah.
Tell us about, like, after high school, you went to college where?
Yeah, so I graduated from Our Lady of the Lake. I wasn't planning on going to college because I wanted to continue the family business. But I got a soccer scholarship, and that's how I went into college. After college, moved back to Brownsville for about 4 years. I worked at the local utility company there.
Okay.
It was fun, but I still wasn't what I enjoyed doing. I hated being in the office. I hate being in front of the computer.
Yeah.
And it was very difficult for me. So I did that for 3 years, and then I thought teaching was going to be fun, engaging, building the future for the leaders.
Yeah.
For the next generation.
The young leaders. Yeah.
And I was shocked that it wasn't what I expected. After 3 years, I realized that, man, I could have a bigger impact in my community and for my family by stepping out. So that's when I decided to launch integrity.
But who was it that you, who did you go to, who did you talk to when you said, you know what, I'm thinking about getting out of teaching and I'm thinking about, you know, starting an AC business. Who did you tell that to and who was it that was like, yeah, do it. I support you.
Yeah, it was a lot of it. I started doing some jobs in the summer during the while I was a teacher.
Okay.
And I kind of figured out then that, man, like, I saw that there was a lot of bad work being done throughout the city, or teachers were being, some of my friends were being quoted certain jobs like that were super expensive. And then they would show up and do the work, and it's like they paid $5,000 for worth of work, and then they didn't do what they were quoted. So,
yeah.
And then also people, contractors not doing what they were supposed to. There were, some of them were ripping people off, like bad customer service, not standing by their warranty. So I kind of had an idea that, you know what, I really believe that we can build something here in San Antonio with the service industry.
So you saw an opportunity. You could tell that there was some shoddy work that was being done, and you saw that people were also paying a lot of money for shoddy work, right?
Yeah.
And you were always taught to do, you know, high quality level work. Is that something you learned from your dad? Is that just a cultural thing? What do you think?
I think from what I remember is you would call me to take a look at your AC because it wasn't working, and you had paid somebody $1,000 to clean your AC. And the first thing I looked underneath the AC unit, which is a closet, and you really don't have access to it. And they were like, well, it's still real dirty. Like, nobody cleaned it. They probably just sprayed a little chemical out there, but it's still real dirty. And I feel that that, to me, was the immediate turn on the light bulbs. Like, man, there's a lot of houses where people are paying for things that are not being done right.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Absolutely. And so you're in what year of business right now?
I think
as of this recording.
16. We're probably like our sixth or seventh year.
Oh, I think that's the iPad. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
We're still running a business, folks. So the phone is still ringing and Larry is still on the clock. And so this is real deal. You're seeing a real deal business here.
Yeah, so we're on year seven because I keep track because our daughter was born on 2016.
Oh, okay.
And we launched right after that. So.
There you go. Perfect. So she'll always line up with...
Yeah,
1 year. Integrity.
Yep.
Yeah, that's very cool. Tell us a little bit about your family life. So you mentioned you have a daughter. Do you have a wife?
Yes, I'm Selene Aguilar. She is also a photographer. Her background's in human resources, and we've known each other since probably middle school.
Middle school. Yep. Wow, man.
Yep.
And so you're a devoted husband and a devoted father. You have one child?
Yes, one child.
Yes, your daughter who's seven, like you said. And is she going to take over the business one day, or you think she has a mind to do something else?
It's up to her. It'll always be there. If it's something that wants to be passed on, or if it's something that can be sold, we'll find out.
Yeah. No, I think she's just more interested in saying, just send the cash flow, Daddy.
Send it over.
Send the cash flow down. That's the part we're interested in. Yeah. No, that's understandable. But yeah, no, that's really cool. And I think I like your story. I like your story about how you were able to transition from a whole different world. And, you know, some of the previous episodes of the Agents Lounge, we've had a lot of realtors on who have done big career changes, right? Yeah. And I think the majority of them were in education.
Yeah,
a lot of them were education. Let's just pause for just a second and talk about Larry, because Larry has a very similar story, right? So were you an educator as well?
Yes, sir. 23 years working in higher education.
Wow, 23 years. And did you get a similar feeling like, I just need to kind of, I'm tired of being in this space, I'm burned out, I just need to change the scenery? Like, what do you think?
Well, I always enjoyed working with young adults and helping them, and returning adults, helping them get to whatever goals they wanted in life. And over the summer, I took a chance and decided to try middle school teaching. It's something new. And props to Francisco. He lasted 3 years. I lasted 1 week. 1 week in middle school.
I was going to say less.
Yeah.
As soon as you said middle school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1 week. And I knew it'd be too much. I'm a single dad. And so, you know, there was a lot of variables that went into play. And I've been friends with Francisco, I don't know, 12, 13 years now, and at least.
You guys went to college together, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we went to college together. And I said, hey, you know.
What school was that?
Our Lady of the Lake.
You got to put that out there.
Yeah.
You guys put a lot of money into that place, so we got to put that out there.
Go Saints.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. We got the pride of the West Side.
Yes, sir. We both got our master's degree from there, and I did a lot of group work with Francisco. He owes me a few, you know. And I just said, hey, you know, I need to do something different. You know, I got a lot of experience, and here I am.
Very nice. Very cool. So, yeah, I mean, sometimes we get in those situations where, you know, we're just not feeling it anymore, right? And we need to change the scenery. Yeah. It's never easy to take that leap into the unknown. And especially when you're jumping into starting a new business, because there's a whole lot that goes into that. And in the early days, it was basically just you, right? You were the only one. Did you have any helpers at all from the start?
Yeah, I mean, it was only me, and every once in a while when I needed help installing equipment, I would get somebody to help me.
Okay, yeah. And so at what point into the business did you finally, were you able to, like, bring on somebody full-time?
About the first year, I kind of figured that I didn't want to doing the installs all day long or being out in the field all day long.
Yeah,
and I wanted,
hard to run the business like that. Yeah,
and I enjoyed doing the sales parts, but the things that I was really good at was building a team and making sure that all of my teams was very well taken care of. So
sure.
We hired somebody to manage our sales. So he was excellent at communication. So once he started doing sales, we were able to bring in a new technician, so bring in additional installation team.
Okay.
But I think I realized real quick that the thing that I enjoyed the most out of a business is the community, building a team, building, just growing together.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So that's been kind of that, I would say, beyond helping your actual customer with a very happy experience, right? Mm-hmm. It's for you. It's been a lot about the team building, the relationships of you and your employees, and being able to all work together as a group to build something where you have an impact on the community here in San Antonio.
That's right.
Yeah, definitely. Let's start getting into the nitty gritty. All right. I got some questions for you when it comes to all this HVAC stuff. It's not exactly the most exciting subject in the world. It's not exactly sexy. But you want to know what's really not sexy is when the damn thing breaks.
Oh, yeah.
Right? When you've got this big, expensive machine and it stops working because you didn't maintain it properly, right? Or some people just are already at that point. They need to get a new machine and they need to know what's out there, what kind of options. So let's go into that. You have a lot of knowledge. You have a lot of experience in the space. Throw your wisdom at us. Share it with us. Give us some kind of short answers on these things so we can go through several questions.
All right.
Okay.
Let's do it.
This is kind of like a Q&A fire round or something, right? Okay, Francisco, briefly explain the importance of just in general regular HVAC maintenance. Why is that so important?
Yeah, so the manufacturers, when they design the systems, they have to be installed and they work at a certain capacity, right? So they know that if you keep your coils clean, if you have the right amount of electricity going into it, if you have the right amount of refrigerant, and if you keep it running like brand new, that system will last 10, 15 years, sometimes even 20. If you don't maintain it, like you don't put the right amount of refrigerant, which naturally the systems, they lose like maybe like 1% every year. Or let's say some components like your car battery, you got to replace that car battery every, 2 years, 3 years?
Yeah.
Or change the wheels or change the oil.
Change the oil, yeah.
So it's right. Very similar. So you're not going to run the AC in the middle of summer without checking the refrigerant pressures, without checking the power components, making sure that everything's clean, that ants didn't get in there. So the same way as a car, you're not going to drive from San Antonio to California without checking the oil or checking the tires.
Correct.
So if you can keep your system clean at least annually by a professional and you replace your filters at least quarterly or monthly, depending on what your AC needs, I mean, the system's going to last a long time.
Sure. Absolutely. And what are the most common signs that an HVAC system needs maintenance or repair? How do you know if it's starting to give you problems?
Yeah, so usually I've been around here for a while, and I can be walking down the neighborhood, and if I hear that the AC is really loud, to me that's a sign that the motor might be going out soon, or that it's using already a lot of power, that the system is pretty old. Also, if your house feels very humid, like you turn on the, you set up the temperature like at 75 last year, and then this year you have to set the temperature at 70 or 68 or bring the lower, the temperature even lower, then that's probably a sign that you have too much humidity in your home and that your AC is working longer to keep you all comfortable.
Yeah.
The other thing is your utility bills. If the AC is about 40% of your utility bill, so if you see jumps in the utilities about 40%, 50%, that's going to be your AC that's causing so much trouble. The other thing is going to be, you said maintenance, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, maintenance. So, I mean, if you've had to do repairs in the past where one thing broke and then the following year another thing broke, then that's probably a sign that, hey, I want to get this AC looked at consistently because I don't want to wait for something bigger to break.
Yeah.
So you try to do the preventative maintenance ahead of time.
Sure.
The other thing is if you have a lot of allergies or if your home has a bad odor, the AC is the most humid place in your home. The AC and, of course, your where you shower, right?
Right.
So that AC's on about in the middle of summer, maybe, I don't know, 5-6 hours. I mean, sometimes it doesn't turn off at all. So it's when it's on, it's pulling off all the dust, the dirt, the bacteria, the allergens, the dirt in your shoes, the cooking oils, the mopping chemicals that you use, all the sprays.
Yep.
I mean, it's just rotating that throughout your whole house. And sometimes it's odorless chemicals, but if you don't have a good filter or you don't have a system that's cleaning the air, then you're constantly going to be feeling sick.
Sure. Yeah, no question. If I could echo on what Francisco was mentioning, you know, I've talked to customers before, and one of the things I noticed is kind of pervasive in San Antonio is that customers will panic they'll call when the thing's conked out.
Like, yeah.
It's no good anymore. And in talking with customers, I'll try to find out what kind of work have you done, what kind of maintenance have you done, and really lack thereof, you know? And yeah. So you don't want to wait till things kind of collapse and fall apart, because then it becomes a burden on you. Obviously, you know, you're melting financially and stuff. And, you know, I recommend to customers treat your AC like you treat your car.
Right.
You take it to get oil change. You rotate the tires. You do all that stuff. Your AC is just like your car, except it's in one place all the time. And you got to give it the same level of respect and maintenance.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's one of the things that we do exceptionally well is we'll always make sure that your system is working at peak efficiency.
Yeah.
Just like if you have a reputable auto mechanic.
Yeah.
Same principle.
Right.
And other things, you know, that kind of affect the wear and tear in the unit is, like, if you live out in the rural areas, if dusty environments, it's going to make it work harder.
Yep.
Or if you have a lot of pets, even.
Right. All the pet hairs in there.
Yeah, all that pet hair in there. Dog hair, cat hair.
Yep.
Hamster hair.
You know, whatever it is, right?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Your kid's hair, you know.
Sure.
You know, you don't want to be breathing in that stuff any more than if you were on an airplane breathing in.
Right.
Stuff like that. So, you know, you kind of want to change your perspective on your AC and give it a little bit more TLC like you would if your car.
No, you bring up a good point, Larry. If you're the type of person that typically is not so good about maintaining things, because some people are good at that and others are not, okay? And then sometimes, you know, life just gets in the way. You're very busy. You're working and you're paying bills and you're raising the kids and you got all these things going on, right? And you don't really think about it, right? You guys, AirTegrity, have an option where you'll come in and you'll be that person, right?
Yeah.
You'll make sure that those things happen. Is that expensive?
Yeah, I mean,
is it expensive for you guys to come in and do that, or is that affordable?
No, it's for us, it's the most affordable service that we offer to our customers.
Okay, yeah, got it. Is it a one-time fee? Is it a monthly fee? How does that work?
Yeah, so basically, we have a VIP program, and in that VIP program, our customers get put to the front of the line, and we make sure that we replace the filters for them. We can do, we'll wash the outer unit at least once a year for them.
Yeah.
And we make sure that they get the best service that we can offer to them.
Sure.
And it's only about $20 a month.
Okay.
Yeah, $20 so you pay $20 a month. You get two visits. And any referrals or any family members that you get, they also get unlimited service.
Wow.
So if their AC breaks, they don't have to pay a service fee. So it kind of it's a program that pays for itself.
And if you're a member of this VIP, you get a discount if you end up having to buy a bigger,
a
new unit, or there's a discount built into that as
well. You get an extended warranty on all repairs. So rather than having the standard 30-day repair, you get 2 years. Or you get, if you bought an AC with us, as long as you're part of the program, you don't have to pay. Your system will still be under warranty.
Wow. $20 a month for that.
Yes.
Sounds like a no-brainer.
Yep.
Wow. That's huge. And so what about air filters? So you're changing the air filters out. Is that important? Does that affect the efficiency of the machine? And is that something that you guys will do as part of that maintenance plan?
Yeah, so basically once you're part of the program, you provide the filters or we can order them ahead of time. And our technicians, sometimes they're in the ceiling and they're hard to reach. And we'll replace the filter plus if they have like a fire sensor that they want to replace the batteries, we'll also do that for them.
Yeah.
While we're there.
How often should those be changed, Francisco? Depending on how much you're using the machine.
Yeah.
How about during the summers in San Antonio, Texas, where it's 150 degrees? How often should you probably change your filter?
Yeah. So inside the AC system, you have a blower, and that blower, when the AC company designs it, they designed that blower to put off enough air for the whole house.
Yeah.
So what happens is you have a filter that's dirty and it hasn't been maintained. So that blower doesn't have enough air to provide comfort for the whole house. So that it'll start using more electricity. It can blow out because if it can't get any air from the filter, it's gonna last less.
Yeah.
It's gonna use more electricity and it's not gonna cool properly.
Yeah.
So. We recommend customers, if they have like a 1-inch filter, to replace it. You're either going to check it at least once a month first.
Yeah.
So check it every month. If you pull it out and you don't see any dirt or dust in it.
Sure.
Put it back in there and let it be there another month until you start seeing that it's getting pretty dirty.
Yeah.
Every house is different. Obviously, the older homes, there's a lot of dust coming off already, so you might have to replace those every month.
Yeah.
Newer homes, there's going to be still a lot of dust from all the work that was done, so you're probably going to see a lot of dust. If you have a lot of kids, you might have to do it every month.
Every month or every other month.
If it's only adults living there, and you always take off your shoes, and the house is always clean, then maybe that filter would last you 3 months or 6 months.
Gotcha.
So it just depends.
A lot of variables there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Talk to me about new units. So if my house is old and I haven't replaced it in a long time, or maybe I just have to be honest and I haven't maintained it as well as I should, and I'm thinking that it's time probably to upgrade and get a new one. Talk to me about how that works as far as what are we looking at estimated cost-wise. I know you've explained to us before that there's kind of good, better, best when it comes to these machines. Can you talk a little bit about that? And then tell me about financing options.
Yeah, so every house is going to be different. Every situation is going to be different, and everybody has a different budget. Okay? The most important thing is finding out what's the right system that's for your house, and we don't want to... We always want to listen to the customers first. How long are you planning to be in your home? Do you value the noise? Do you want a system that makes a lot of noise, the one that makes no noise? Or do you want a system that uses a lot of electricity, but it's going to cost less upfront? Or you want one that's going to be maybe a little bit more expensive, but it doesn't...
More energy efficient in the long run.
Mm-hmm. Or you want one that has the better comfort, one that's going to be... keep the humidity inside the house at around 45% humidity, or you want the cheapest one that you can get is going to be the humidity around 60%. It's going to be loud. You might enjoy spending less upfront, but then it's probably going to last less than the other units.
Yeah.
So those are all conversations that our technicians have with our customers, and they try to listen to their concerns, talk to them about financing if they need financing. Right now, our manufacturers are offering low monthly payments. Like, you can get a new AC for $80 a month, or wow, you can get one for no interest. Or there's some AC units that have an extended labor warranty or a manufacturer warranty. So those are a lot of variables.
Yeah.
But the best thing is usually to find a company that's gonna educate you properly on the AC system. And then the other thing is make sure that they're going to install it properly.
Of course.
Making sure that their installers have experience.
Yeah, yeah.
Or checking to have it, if they have any references, if they have any reviews, if they have licenses. Those are all certain things. It's not like going to Walmart and, hey, I want that TV, and putting it in there. I mean, you're buying a system that's, you hope it's, at least you're going to get 10 years.
Right, yeah. And what is an average cost?
And it's going to depend. I mean,
what is an average for maybe a middle grade,
yeah,
you know, so, somewhere so, in the middle yeah, of the road
so,
type
so,
of?
So the economy system, they start around 8,000 or 8,500, okay, depending okay on.
Those are probably the ones that you see like in apartment complexes. They're real loud. Yeah. They're noisy, right? Because they're buying a bunch of them.
Yeah. And that's just, it uses a lot of electricity and they run all the time.
Yeah.
They're loud.
Yeah. You can't hear your you have to turn the volume up and down.
Yeah.
On your show, because every time it turns on.
Yeah, and then yeah, you got the mid tiers. They're around 11,000.
Yeah, maybe 11 to 13, yeah, something in that range. Yeah.
Yeah, and then if you want the Cadillacs, the Cadillac. Is Cadillac still a good brand? I don't even
it
know.
It is. Yeah, yeah. A lot of people still like the what's the SUV?
Oh, the Escalade.
Yeah, people yeah still like the Escalade. Yeah,
you want the Escalade of air conditioning?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those would obviously be about 20,000.
Yeah. Yeah, but like with anything else, you get what you pay for.
Yeah,
right.
Don't let the price intimidate you either.
Yeah, don't let the price intimidate you, because there's financing options. You can still turn it into something affordable, right? Mm-hmm. And then again, what is the if you do the math, what is the cost savings of having a lower energy bill too?
Yeah.
Because you've got a machine that's not using nearly as much electricity.
Yeah.
Right.
So the utility bill is it's a big plus. But the main reason you buy an AC and you spend the additional money is going to be for the reliability.
Okay.
Like, you don't want to buy something and then have to buy another one 5 years down the road. Like, yeah, you want to buy something that's going to last you another 10, 15 years.
Right, right.
And the other thing is that you want something that is going to be, it's going to keep you comfortable.
Right.
Like, you want to be able to sleep at night. You don't want to be taking off your bed sheets and putting them back on.
Right, right.
And then feeling hot, feeling humid. Like, you're there, you're in your house, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours a day.
Yeah.
And you want to be comfortable. You don't want to be.
Well, that's when you're awake.
Yeah.
4 or 5 hours awake, yeah, and then you're asleep for hopefully about 8, yeah, you know, so yeah.
Yeah, so there's, it just depends on what the customer values.
Right.
What do they want?
Yeah, absolutely. And all those things have to be taken into consideration.
And I think the most important thing is finding a good company that's going to stand by their word.
100%.
And they're going to do what they say, and they're going to do a good job.
100%.
Because, I mean, everybody can install an AC unit, but are they going to follow the installation processes recommended by the manufacturer?
Yeah.
Or are they going to not charge it properly, not put the right size wire? Are they going to keep a step by not putting a water sensor in your attic, and then as a result you have water coming out your ceilings?
Yeah.
And now you can find the contractor. Or
yeah, because these are insurance problems that may not manifest till 3, 4, 5 years later, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And by that point, it's like, well, okay, where's the guy who installed it? Yeah. Oh, they're nowhere to be found because we went with the cheap guys.
Yeah.
You know? So that's the other thing, right, is that you guys have been around for about 7 years, and you provide a warranty, right, on these units. They get installed brand new, and you guys will service them depending on what option they agreed upon. But then again, you still have VIP programs. You have these other options that are dirt cheap, in my opinion, to come around and make sure that things are operating properly and being maintained, mm-hmm, you know, optimally. So, yeah, I think there's some great information there. What about these little small units that are real popular right now? People a lot of times will put them in their garage or in their she shed.
Like window units?
Well, it's not really a window unit. I see it's kind of long and narrow. It's on the side of the wall. It faces outside, yeah, you know, and it's like a mini AC unit for like adding on to an extra room,
yeah,
or a garage.
Yeah, so
what are those called?
So it's a mini split or a zone system. Those AC units are designed for to install in places where you can't put a regular
like a AC. Whole big full yeah.
So,
yeah.
So for example,
you guys know how to install yeah, those?
During COVID, everybody was working from home. We had a lot of people that were converting their garages to their home offices because they had to have their separate space for their office.
Yeah.
Or they created a studio or they created a gym and we installed those AC systems in there to, or sometimes a lot of them converted into a room. And rather than having to spend $10,000 or $8,000 for a new AC system, you're going to spend a couple of thousand on this AC system that's going to cool that whole
yeah,
area.
Yeah. And so those are a couple thousand dollars installed, more or less, give or
yeah,
take?
Yeah.
A little bit? Yeah. Yeah.
It's okay. going to be a lot less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
the cool and they thing cool is well, right? They cool very well for a small space.
Yeah. So the temperature difference on an AC is about 20 degrees. On a standard AC, this one's you're getting 40 degrees.
Wow.
So they cool super fast.
Man. Yeah. Are they super loud?
No, they're you can't hear reasonable. Them.
They're very
you
quiet?
You can't hear them.
And they have like a remote too sometimes?
They have a remote.
Yeah.
They look nice. There's ones that look, you can't even tell that they're there.
Yeah.
But the we heard a lot of good things from our customers.
Yeah.
Or sometimes they have a room that's always really hot, like their master bedroom is like, man, like I can't even fix the AC because then everybody's hot over there.
Yeah.
So we put one zone system there and they could put it as low as they want.
Yeah, for sure, man. I think those are really cool and they give people a lot of options, a lot of flexibility, and they're affordable.
Yep.
So I can see why those are extremely popular.
If I could add on too,
sure.
the same type of services we do for the residential, we can do on the commercial end too. So if you have a small business or a chain of businesses or anything, we can customize the units, the services to fit your budget
yeah.
and your workspace and make sure your staff is working at top of peak efficiency.
Heck yeah.
Commercial AC is just as important as the residential.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right, and I appreciate that, Larry, you bringing that up. Have you ever installed one of those split units
yeah,
on a business?
So, most restaurants, I mean, you design an AC system to keep you comfortable all year long here in San Antonio, but, I mean, this year, how many days were it over 100 degrees? So you think people are going to be sitting at your restaurant if they're hot?
Correct,
So what you do is you install those zone systems in those restaurants.
Kind of like a supplement.
To help keep the whole kitchen staff comfortable.
Yeah.
Keep your customers comfortable.
Yep.
And rather than buying a $20,000 system, you just buy those small systems and it's going to keep that area cool.
And don't those also work as a heater too?
They work for cooling and heating.
Yeah. So you know, the opposite effect. As long as we have electricity and we don't have another Snowvid,
yeah,
you can use that to heat up certain rooms as well that might be ordinarily too cold.
Yeah,
which we don't have that problem very often, but it does happen
yep.
sometimes. Well, these questions here that I had for you, Francisco, were all the type of questions that I think are in the minds of a lot of people, right? These are the things that may not really be thinking about it all the time, but it's something that we need to be at least conscious of and yeah. aware of, right? Because maintaining these units are very, very important. Maybe we don't give that enough thought. That's why we're talking about this today. Some people don't even know that these little small units exist to kind of help as a supplement or to cool or heat a certain room that needs an extra boost, and they're very affordable,
yeah.
right? Probably even add a little bit of extra value to the home, knowing that if somebody else is going to buy it, hey, I love that the garage has the option to be cool, or I can open the door or, you know, whatever like that.
Yeah.
So,
and I think the other thing that people don't really think of is we also do ductwork and insulation.
Okay.
And air quality.
Tell us more about that. Yeah. What does that look like?
The ductwork, they last around 20 years.
Okay. That's what's up in the attic,
yeah.
the piping that the cold air flows through.
Yeah. So what happens is that after 10 years, that aluminum that's around the flexible duct in there, it starts wearing off. And rather than sending cold air to your room, like all that heat is being transferred from the sun into the ductwork, and it's hitting the airflow. Also, animals will tear it up during the winter. Like if you have any rats or anything that will get inside your attic, they'll tear up their ducts. So, and then the energy standards back then, you could install a leaking duct, and you would pass the inspection.
Wow.
So you would lose, you're losing like 20 or 30% of the airflow.
Yep.
So one, some of the things that we do is we seal the ductwork. We make sure that everything's sealed, that there's no energy escaping.
Yep.
We will do a duct design where the previous contractor did a design and some of the rooms weren't balanced properly, or some rooms were hotter than others. So what we do is we'll balance the whole house for you. And that's a simple fix, because we take the temperature out of each room.
Yeah.
And then we try to figure out, okay, what's the difference in each room.
Right.
And then we adjust the dampers on it.
Yeah.
And then also doing brand new ductwork. During the fall, and from fall through spring, like, it's the best time, because those are 1 day, 2 day, sometimes 3 day jobs where you're removing all the old duct, you're installing new. So you might be without AC for a couple of days. So
yeah.
You want to make sure
we get it. We don't want to do that in August.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't want to do it in August either.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then the other thing is everybody's always looking for air fresheners, or they're looking for Lysol to clean their home. And you go to Target, and Target sells you like a little purifier that's like, hey, it cleans the air. But those things they're very expensive.
Yeah.
You're going to spend about $800, $1,000, and it's only going to do like a 400 square foot space, and you have to replace the filter every month.
Yeah.
So the AC, one of its main jobs is to clean your system.
Yep.
So one of the things that we can do is we can install the better filter qualities, something that's going to filter a lot of the allergens, a lot of the bacteria, viruses, things that are causing you sick. So if you have a sick home where everybody's always sick all the time, we can upgrade your filters.
Okay.
Or we can install UV lights wherever there's some bacterial growth. We can install those as well as an ionizer to help stabilize the air and sterilize the viruses.
Wow.
So those are all things, solutions that we have for our customers. So
I would imagine that's really good for people with asthma or, you know, really bad allergy sufferers, yeah. Like you said, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so your body's always fighting all the bacteria. If you're a school teacher, if you're in the office, like, I'm pretty sure those carpets in the office aren't being cleaned, and everybody right. walks in them, or kids are always sneezing, they don't clean their hands, and your body's always fighting.
Right.
So you want to come home to an environment that's clean,
yep.
That's sanitized, that you don't have to worry about the air quality of the air. You want everything to be clean so you can get a better rest for your body.
Yeah.
So those are some of the things that...
Great info, man. Absolutely great information. Well, Francisco, thank you for answering all these questions. I think this is super important. Again, these are things that we need to bring more attention to. You know, bring to light more. And so I'm glad that we had this opportunity to kind of turn the tables a little bit and interview you for once and talk a little bit about what you do, what you guys are doing every single day.
Yeah.
Right. To help people here in San Antonio. So thank you very much. Thank you, Larry, for joining us.
Thank you, sir.
Larry is our new co-host of the podcast, right?
That's right.
And so he's off to a great start.
You are correct, sir.
And you are kicking some butt, and you'll be seeing a lot more of Larry going and hearing a lot more of Larry going forward. And so things are really moving along for AirTegrity. And as you guys mentioned, you can help residential, you can help commercial,
yeah.
You can do maintenance, you can do duct work, you yeah. can install big, giant, huge machines in your whole house, or you can install little small machines in little rooms yeah. that might need that. So you guys pretty much cover the whole entire gambit,
yeah.
everything from top to bottom, and you have the knowledge, you have the experience, and you have a high-quality team.
Yeah, and one of the biggest things that we do with realtors is we do the inspections.
Okay.
A lot of times they're buying and selling homes, and last thing you want is to buy a new home and, oh man, the AC doesn't work.
Right.
Now you got to spend $5,000 or $10,000 on these repairs.
Yep.
So we help, we kind of, one of the things we do is we do the inspections for the realtors. We could do it the same day or the next day service.
Yep.
And they get an inspection report. Like, hey, this unit is this year's old. This is working properly or it's not. And we'll give them a report on the AC unit at least. When the homeowner buys the home, like, they're not going back to the realtor. It's like, hey, oh, how come you sold me this home with the bad ACs?
That's right.
Like, you help the customer by educating them and giving them everything they need to make a good decision.
No, that's great. And yeah, you guys have really developed a lot of realtor relationships yep. here in San Antonio as well. And a lot of realtors, you know, trust you guys
yes, sir.
With their clients, which is super important to them because they do not want to just turn,
yeah.
you know, anybody over to their client.
Yeah. And we know that we have realtors on our VIP list as well. So anytime that those realtors call, our technicians know that, hey, they got to be there on time and they already know what to provide.
Yeah. Well, you guys are on time, even non-VIP, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know it. And, you know.
But VIP lets you skip to kind of the front of the line. Service, yeah.
And one of the things that I do is I kind of help with managing the schedule of dispatches and all that stuff. So, you know, we can definitely help you with that. And this weekend, the first cool front of the season, cool front, quote unquote,
yeah.
is coming in. Folks might be actually switching on a heater at nighttime. And wow. so don't forget to get your heaters and furnaces checked out, too, before winter.
Absolutely.
When we had that big ice, you know, dilemma in 2021, we were hit hard, too, by people who just ignored their heaters.
Right, yeah.
And so you want to treat that with the same respect as your AC.
100%. Cool. Yeah, thank you, Larry. And are you running any specials right now, Airtegrity Comfort Solutions, any new
yeah,
customer?
So anybody that hasn't tried us, usually from October 15th to November 30th, we're using a half off on all the AC inspections.
Yeah.
It's usually $99 and we're doing it for $50.
Wow.
And it's only for new customers. Yep. A lot of it is to build that relationship with them, get to know us, get to meet us.
And what does that inspection entail?
Yeah, so we're going to inspect the whole AC unit. If you have a furnace, we're going to make sure that the burners are burning properly. We don't want to make sure that you had any rats inside it or any rodents in there. We're going to make sure that you're breathing the good air. We're going to open up the ducts, make sure that there's some bacterial growth. So you get all that.
Yeah.
And what happens is that we'll educate the customer on their AC, and then they can decide what they want to do with that information.
Yeah. And I'm just going to go ahead and release this cool little secret, but aren't you working on a special project for like a book or something right now? Isn't Francisco Bermudez in the process of finishing his book about this very subject?
Yes. Yeah, we're working on a book to educate commercial clients and new clients on how
residential too.
Residential,
right? Yeah.
AC services. Yeah.
About these common things, right?
Yes,
like things to be aware of. And I don't remember the last time I saw an HVAC company with a book, so I think that's kind of cool. And these are the kind of things that you'll probably give away, right, when you guys do these maintenance calls and things to the homeowners?
Yeah,
to the
whenever commercial? We're done with it.
Yeah, no, it's going to be done real soon, trust me, because we got Mr. Larry on the assignment.
The book tour is coming up. We'll be at your local bookseller.
Right, yeah. I think we're going to have Francisco at Barnes & Noble signing the books, and then in a little gift card for a free inspection.
Yes, sir.
Of your AC. So
we'll see if we finish that project this
year. Oh, yeah, no, it's coming, dude. It's coming.
I'm trying to keep him on the straight and narrow.
Yes, absolutely. He's having a hard time finishing it because he's so busy, but this is a priority because, you know, we got to differentiate. We got to stand out, and that's you guys are all about giving educational value, information first, and what better than a book, right? What better than a book? So, yeah. All right, any parting words, any final words, guys, before we wrap up?
Yeah, thank you for tuning into our podcast. All the agents that we bring, they're the top of the line agents. They're the best in the city. We've worked for them for a long time.
Yep.
And they have a very good reputation. So we highly recommend them, and the tips that they share for their customers or their life stories are just great.
Yeah, exactly. That's one of the coolest things about the show is just hearing the background story, how these people got in the business and how they're doing their thing. That's what makes the Agents Lounge podcast so great. So I think that's about it, guys. I think this is good information, and I really appreciate you again, Francisco, for all you do. And you got a great business. You got some great employees, and you guys are doing a lot of really good things for San Antonio. So we really appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, that does it, guys, for another episode of the Agents Lounge podcast. We'll catch you here next time.
You've been listening to the Agents Lounge podcast, brought to you by Airtegrity Comfort Solutions. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or to listen to past episodes, please visit agentsloungepodcast.com.